Reading from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter 7, text 158. Gopinam vritata bhutas bhutatara premanna chachischata tadanam kilanama kirtana kritat tasam visheshat smrite tatikshna jvalano chikagra panika sparshena sadyo maha vaikalyam sabajan tadapi namuke nanamikartam prabhu. The gopis were consumed by the expansive flames of the wondrous blazing fire of love for Krishna. If my guru chants the names of these gopis and recalls the gopis' distinguishing qualities, he too is touched by sparks shooting forth from the flames of this intense fire, and he at once becomes greatly agitated. Therefore, he has to avoid pronouncing the gopis' names. Commentary. The gopis' love for Krishna is unique. It reaches the ultimate extremes of ecstatic intensity, and so it can be compared to a blazing fire. So intensity is compared to a fire, just like repentance or remorse is also compared, austerity is also compared to a fire, as it burns. So ecstatic intensity, gopis' love, it actually burns because it's rahabhav, it's the mood of separation. So there's some analogies given. But from a philosophical point, we can understand if you accept God, you accept that God has unlimited potency. So what is his pleasure like? We have some frame of reference of some type of happiness in our life, sensual or emotional or successful. We have some. There has to be some real experience, therefore, to explain these things. There has to be some realization. Otherwise, how can you communicate them? And then you can give people some idea that corresponds to something in their frame of reference. But their frame of reference can never correspond to the extent of intensity, like a blazing fire. But what is that separation the gopis feel? What is the love that they feel for Krishna? And what is the pleasure they get for that love? Even Krishna wanted to know that. Right? We had a previous verse here. It was so good. He's trying to describe, in this particular section, it's Marge Prickett trying to describe this to his mother. You remember the analogy? I cannot describe my own words, even one of the glories of the gopis, any more than a mosquito can swallow Mount Meru. These poets are brilliant because it's an analogy with the limits of the mouth. So what is the mouth of a mosquito? What chance does a mosquito have to swallow Mount Meru? So how can our mouths extend to the glories? They're trying to give us some idea. What is that glory? And it makes sense. It makes sense. If you accept God, you accept some kind of unlimited potency. Unlimited pleasure, unlimited strength, unlimited beauty, unlimited. So this is the bliss potency of God personified. That's the gopis. And therefore, he's going to make the point that if you can understand something about them, you'll understand everything about devotional service. You'll understand everything about love for Krishna. Because you see it in its most expansive form. The love of the gopis for Krishna. We had a really wonderful week. I'm traveling with me is Ariel and Haley from New Zealand. They're with me for 2 weeks. Took that opportunity to do a little extra traveling. But we were in New York, Yogamaya. I gave that lecture, Sri Radha, her story, songs, and philosophy. And it was great. I mean, you know, it's just not easy to get anybody to any event in New York City, you know. Of course, there's people with, like, you know, huge fans, you know, popular people, and, you know, movie stars. What to speak of coming to hear philosophy. Coming to hear that what you're doing needs adjustment. Coming to hear that what you value, some of the things you value most, you most may have to give up. Some of the things you don't like, you may have to accept. You know, so, but it was great. I mean, what was I just saying? Getting people to come. And, you know, this yoga studios, it's a business. They have to run the business. They have to keep it open. They charge $20. It was great. We had 45 people. It wasn't the general devotee crowd. They get these things for free. But so nice, and people just absorb. Of course, I spoke about it in relationship to tattva first, and the necessary to hear these things in relationship to philosophy. That's a very basic principle of Krishna consciousness, that people who take it cheaply don't want to understand that there's a relationship between philosophy and emotion. Bhagavad Gita, the chapter Shloki Bhagavad Gita, the first verse, makes that connection very clearly. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvam pavartate iti bhutva bhajantimam buddha bhava sama. I am the source of the material and spiritual worlds. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service. Right? Because why? It's called sambandhagyan, metaphysical knowledge, which deals with an understanding, the appropriate understanding of your relationship to God, which indicates a relationship between the soul and God. If you have the mistaken understanding that the soul is God, Advaita Vedanta type orientation, how will you love God? If you have the mistaken identification that the soul is the body, you don't understand their relationship. The soul is the body. Your identity is to enjoy and control the world. How will you become a servant of God? And if you think the relationship between God and matter is that God is a material product, and therefore something to utilize to achieve something higher, how you develop your love for God. So buddha bhava. So I had to give them some buddha, some tattva, some understanding. And then comes the bhava or the rasa. They almost wanted a drum roll because I had to do this in an hour and a half, you know. But they were listening and appreciating. And we had everything. We had the story, we had the songs, and we had the philosophy. I kept my word. We had the Leela, we had the Natya songs, the Gita, and we had the Tattva. So, philosophically, we can understand if there's a supreme absolute reality, and his pleasure is love. What is the degree of that love? And what is the degree of separation that is felt when those that possess that love are not in the presence of the object of their love? What is the level? And when you read these type of things and you read about the gopis with the right understanding, it inherently hits your heart. This is reality. This is what I'm missing. This is what I should get. We understand anandamaya abhyasat, that there's a pleasure principle in the world. Everyone is seeking to be happy, but how to do it in the appropriate way. And what our teachings tell us is what people inherently know, that happiness is love. Happiness is love. And therefore we understand what is our role, our purpose. We are eternal. But what are we eternal for? We're eternal for what we're part of eternally. And that is God. Rasa Vaisaha, the Upanishads, I can't pronounce the name, something with a T, but anyway, one of the Upanishads states, Rasa Vaisaha, that ultimate reality is Rasa. And if we're part of that ultimate reality, we're meant to participate in that Rasa as being receptacles, for that rasa, for that love, to direct it from our hearts to God, the object of love. And then we feel that ultimate pleasure, because the ultimate pleasure is bhakti-anand, the pleasure of bhakti, which is the essential element of the bliss potency. And that potency, that bliss, is meant to come to God from us. And their bhakti means to make the heart a receptacle for love. By freeing ourselves of anartha, those who have don't have any value to that object of love. When we drove in the car, we also went to Gita Nagari. We had a really nice pilgrimage. I'll tell you about our pilgrimage and then this point about the receptacle of love, what we're meant to do. Just a little diversion to that pilgrimage. So then after the program at Yoga Maya, which is so wonderful, seeing new people, just sitting and listening, yes. Yes, this makes sense. Reality is about love, and love should be pure, and pure love should be directed to God. Yes, this makes sense. I don't speak unless I look at the audience and they're saying yes. They're not saying, yes, this makes sense. Then what is the value of speaking? I do not continue unless the audience is internally shaking their heads in agreement. You have to start an agreement. You say something, everything, what is this thing? This is, I don't know, this sounds like pathology. This is mundane. What is this guy talking about? Anyway, you don't speak if you're a good speaker. You get to the reason why they don't believe that it's reasonable. Well, we got them to the point to listen to Krishna Lila. Yes, this is reason. This is an embodiment of pure love. Radha. Mahabhav Sarup. The pleasure potency, which is to love God, manifest to the highest degree in Mahabhav, and eternally personified in the greatest object of pleasure, which is the eternal feminine form of fragrance, beauty, charm, youthful sweetness. And every other beautiful, sweet quality that manifests to such a charm and degree that it controls that absolute reality. Of course, the ladies in the audience certainly can agree with that one. Yes, this is true. This is true. So charming, so beautiful. Always keeping Krishna under her control. Madan Mohan Mohini. And we did nice kirtan in between. Radharani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai. We did, this is my favorite line. To Deep Suvarna Champaka Patita Gora Vigrahe Mukaprabha Parasta Koti Sharadendi Mandale. The chitta chitta sancharacha kora shavalochane yadakarisya sihamap kapakataksha bhajanam. To deep suvarna champaka padipta gora vigrahe. Her form has a fair complexion that is padipta. A glistening fair complexion, which is like champak, gold, and lightning. For love. Mukha prabha paprasta koti, and her face is brilliant as a million autumnal moons. Pachitta chitta santarachakura, and her glance of compassion and beauty. Oh, when will I be blessed with the her beautiful sidelong glance. Wow. So we had them, and we finished with Shama Gori Nitya Kishori Pritta Majori Siradhe Vasikara Silo Shaila Shapilo Unagara Bilo Si Krishna Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Si Radhe. Then we went on our pilgrimage to the holy land of Allentown, Pennsylvania, where we visited Radhiraja. He said a very nice thing as a humble Vaishnava. Right, I said, you know, I know one person, he claims to be the, because everyone credits Radhiraja with being the best. And there's a certain, and he's amazing. He takes his craft seriously. You have to experience it. So I told him, I have one guy called the Pizza King, and I'm going to bring him over. And he claims to be the best pizza maker in the world. Roger Rogers said, well, that's great. You know, let him cook the pizza. You know, if his pizza's even better, we'll enjoy it to a higher level. Krishna will enjoy it to a higher level. Then we went to Gita Nagari. It was very nice. We met so many nice people. I've been there for so many, 15, 20 years, such deep relationships, and we had a nice program. What I like about Gita Nagari, too, I have to say, you know, that place, it never really expands the way you want it. Although the infrastructure now is really improved. They showed me their 8-bedroom guest house that they built in the Brahmacharya Ashram with 6 bathrooms. Another facility, and you know, it was nice. I mean, and their TCA garden. Well, to be sure, you can make so much money doing that. Do you know that? You just have to work hard. You work hard already. They make a lot of money, actually. If they actually put the work out, I think there's a lot of need. There's one TCA there they visited, they have 2,000 people. If you calculate 2,000 times 600, what is that? Is that over $1 million? $1,200,000? Huh? Yeah, so $1,200,000. Huh? Organic vegetables. What? What? TSA. No, that's not what they have. They're at a low level, but they make some money. But I saw there was one farm there. The thing. We work hard in so many ways. This is like off the land. But anyway, they're developing it. They need to expand. They only do 1/3 of an acre. They have 30, 40 people, but 2,000. But they could get more easily if they had more help. But anyway, it was nice there. But one thing I liked about Gita Nagari, somehow, you know, it's like a chakra. Like a, you know, it's a valley which uproots technology. I had 2 cell phones. I couldn't get any bar in either one. And therefore, I think in that atmosphere, I see the children that were there are very peaceful and very calm and very, very well-behaved children. I've seen that. And what's more important than that? That's a real opulence, isn't it? Then we went to Harrisburg. And now back to our, so we're reading from this commentary. Everything the gopis experience in their lives shines with the light of their Krishna praying, and the flame-like ecstasies from their praying burns their hearts, as flames burn a person who comes too close. So you get affected by this. You get affected by this. Anybody ever here see anybody in a deep emotional state? What does that do to their intelligence? Right? What does it do to your cognitive abilities, your abilities to function? Sukadeva Goswami is intimately attuned to the mood of the gopis, and therefore he is vulnerable to the danger of becoming too ecstatic. In the helpless state of Varaha Bhav, he might sometimes become incoherent in chanting the glories of the Lord. The devotional practice that is his own specialty and the only support of his vital force. The support of your vital force is the way that you serve Krishna. And each person, I was discussing this before, that Gaurijan Prabhu, very nice, went generally. Sometimes when you meet him, he asks you questions that get you to think deeply, right? Rather than just have a frivolous conversation. I remember one time he came and asked me, what is your taste in Krishna consciousness? He said, because the taste is the door to the spiritual world. These people have taste. He asked Radhanath Swami, he said, to serve the devotees. He may have different tastes. Gaurijan was saying Vrindavan. That's really his taste, but really, you know, it's kirtan. You know, you can have a lot, many, and one can be more and less, but That's your vital force, because that's the nature of the soul that comes out. That's real life. Without that, your life has to be filled with duality into you. We should really access that devotion in our heart through the practice of Krishna consciousness. If Sukadeva Goswami utters any of the gopis' names, his heart is at once filled with the remembrance of the gopi, and the scorching flames of Vrahabhav make him unable to concentrate on his service. Remember, I was in the room when Prabhupada disappeared. You know, different people have different mental psychology. But I remember this one godbrother from Latin America just collapsed on the floor wailing. And this day at Prabhupada's disappearance day, I know people who cannot speak. They cannot speak. I'm not saying not just give a glorification. When they open their mouth, they're broken in tears. So what to speak of Sukadeva Goswami, who's Sri Radha's parrot? She cannot speak. And therefore, now I connected it to the previous verse. If you see the previous verse, he talks about his spiritual master is fully absorbed in the loving moods of serving Krishna. He's talking about Sukadeva Goswami. He can constantly glorify Krishna's name and those of Rukmini and other Krishna's beloved devotees. So I read that. What do you mean? It's Sukadeva Goswami. Why is he not saying Radha's name? Right? Now he's explaining why. Sukadeva Goswami does not chant Radha's name. He doesn't chant it once in the Bhagavatam. He chants others' names. He can chant Krishna's names. Can't chant Radha's name. Of course, it would devastate him. And what's happening in this, now this is Maharaj Prickett at the end of explaining the whole Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Is anyone still there? I need to know when my class went off. This is a very, very mysterious day. Because I'm sure people are there. Who's this? Hello?
Hi, Boma.
Hello? Shastra, when did I go off? Yeah, when did I go off?
About 5 minutes ago.
Hello? It wasn't that long then.
No.
Okay, good. All right, that's a relief. Okay, but now to get myself revved up in a row will be hard because I don't know where I was. Okay, I'll just read it. So we're talking that, Shashi, are you still on?
Yes, Maharaj.
Did you get to the part where he was able to chant Rukmini's names?
No.
And other people's names, but not Radha's name?
No, you just mentioned that Radharani's name isn't in the Bhagavatam.
Would devastate him.
Guru Granth Sahib said it would devastate him to chant it.
Yeah, you said it would devastate him to chant it.
Okay, it's not sure where I went, but the previous verse, it was described that he was chanting Rukmini's name. He was chanting Krishna's name, but he couldn't chant the name of Radha. Huh. And I was describing that, you know, the emotional state. It's hard now because I don't really know what I said, but I'll read on. If Sukadeva utters any of the gopis' names, his heart is once filled with remembrance of the gopis, and the scorching flames of Rahabhav make him unable to concentrate on his service. Therefore, while reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, the Maharaj Prickety avoided mentioning the gopis by name. And then what's going to happen here is there's just a many, many verses that mention where he speaks of the activities of ecstasy, but not the names of the individual gopis. 10:29. Some of the gopis were milking cows when they heard Krishna's flute. They stopped milking and went off to meet him. Some left milk curdled on the stove, and the other left cakes burning in the oven. So Krishna means, serving Krishna means, and serving Krishna's desire, what Krishna wants. Krishna's desire is not selfish. And why is it not selfish? Because Krishna's everything. And therefore, Krishna's desire is for the welfare and benefit of everything. No one else can say that. It's an interesting point, isn't it? I have an audience today. Somehow, with the mix-up in calendars, I don't know who makes those calendars and figured up, but somehow we're doing Janmashtami today. But we're really excited. Just somehow there's going to be a lot of people coming. We'll get a nice mixture of devotees and people who are just coming to Krishna consciousness. And in another 15 minutes, some of the devotees here and new people will go roll the samosas. Those real type samosas with those dark filling with the crushed peas and cauliflower. The original of the spiritual world. So I was talking, interesting, universal. When Krishna wishes, he's wishing for himself, but at the same time, he's wishing for everyone. We can't do that unless we wish to serve Krishna. And when we wish to serve Krishna, we are serving everyone. And therefore, when the gopis leave to serve Krishna, even dropping everything else, they're serving everyone else. And that's one of the things of Bhagavad Gita. If Krishna fights, because if Arjuna fights, even though it is Krishna's desire, even though he's killing his relatives, because it's dharma, it's his duty, which makes it a universal desire, which makes it the desire of God and therefore of universal interest. When you do your duty, it is good for everyone. That's the message of Bhagavad Gita. What to speak, it's Krishna's direct personal desire. Therefore, it's good for everyone. Because I'm focusing on this because I was explaining to people a little bit about the Krishna, the Radha story, which is basically, very briefly, about, you know, the gopis left. So I was thinking how to explain that to them. This sounds horrible. The mother's breastfeeding the child, puts the child down. They're cooking milk. They're the husbands. Get out of my way. They're running to see Krishna. It seems like the most immoral thing, but if you look at it from the standpoint of tattva, it is universal desire. It's the one desire that serves everything. Anybody who's listening to this, do not think I'm supporting jihad. When you make mistakes about what God wants, then you really cause trouble. I have to say that. But what a beautiful pastime. And what is this Rasleela pastime? What does it exemplify? It really exemplifies that the topmost love for Krishna is Radha's love. Because her love represents the highest desire to please Krishna. Her love is the full manifestation of the bliss potency of the Sarup Shakti. It's the Purna Shakti. It's the full potency. that announces, I want Krishna to be pleased. The full potency. So therefore, this pastime exemplifies is Krishna leaves the rasa dance. And according to Krishnadas Kaviraj, and within that reporting on the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya, that the reason Krishna left the rasa dance is Radha left. Radha could not be satisfied. So you get this analogy of the gopis' love being so intense. But in the midst of hundreds of thousands of gopis without Radha and the intensity of her love, they can't satisfy Krishna. One gopi imitated Putana, while another acted like infant Krishna and pretended to suck her breast. Another gopi, crying in imitation of infant Krishna, kicked a gopi who was taking the role of the cart demon, Shakatasra. So in their ecstasy, what happens is when Krishna leaves, they start thinking of Krishna. They forgot their own identity, who they were. It's not like Mayavada. But even in Ramananda Samvad, when you get the ultimate verse, it describes the love of Radha and Krishna that's so intense that they forget their own self-identity and appear to merge. Not merge. But in their consciousness, they can't differentiate. Because Radha's only thinking of Krishna, Krishna's only thinking of Radha, they forget their self-identity. I can't help my funny, this imitating Putana, and you know, they imitated Kaliya. One of the gopis put her sari over her head. Now that was Govardhan Hill. I'm lifting Govardhan Hill. Another jumped on the top of another friend and started kicking her with her feet, saying, "I'm." So it was a very high standard of ecstasy. But I was thinking of many, many Janmashtamis ago. You know, they you know, Hartford is a very intimate temple, very family oriented. They decide in the evening to play charades. And, you know, charades is, you know, you pick, and you'd have to play out one of Krishna's pastimes. And someone, they'd have to guess what it is. And so you have cards of all the pastimes, you put in a little bag and you pick it out. So Fiore, he's such a character and he's a magician. So he rigged it that this one guy would pick out the pastime of the killing of Putana and would have to do charades to imitate it. So, I really love Gauri Mohan. Okay. So this is their ecstasy. They're thinking so much of Krishna, they have to imitate his pastimes. This is spontaneous. This is love. Sattvasmin Parma Prema Rupa. I'm studying the. He's calling me at the time of the class. He calls me the wrong time. He calls me the time of class. So what happens is, Anyway, the next year, the gopis began following Krishna's path as shown by his many footprints. When he saw these footprints were thoroughly intermixed with those of his dear most consort, they became disturbed and they spoke. So, of course, this is when they see another pair of footprints. They're searching. It's such an intense, it's exemplifying the intensity of love. They're so absorbed. And they're searching for Krishna, and they're asking the banyan trees, they're asking the ground. You have, you know, your grasses are standing on end. You have the ecstasy of the lotus feet of Krishna. And then they come, and they see only, they see that there's another set of footprints. So, oh, there's someone else. Aniyaradito Nunam. None other. Aniyaradito could worship to this degree. Bhagavan Hadir Ishvara, who's capable, Ishvara, Hari, of taking away Bhagavan. You know that higher golden God, to a secluded place, Prithaharmonia, how much she must have pleased him. 100,000 gopis can't be satisfied without Radha. Even though Krishna already said, Napadaye hum, I cannot repay you. Your love is so great. So what's the extent of her love? As the gopis wandered about, their minds completely bewildered, they pointed out various signs of Krishna's pastimes. The particular gopi whom Krishna had led into the secluded forest, when he abandoned all the other young girls, began to think herself the best of women. My beloved has rejected all the other gopis, she thought. Even though they are driven by Cupid itself, Krishna has chosen to reciprocate with me alone. Couldn't say Radha. Makes sense. Couldn't say Radha. Because it was love. You know, actually, somehow or other, Krishna is not allowing us. Now, here it is. Blame it on Krishna. Blame it on Krishna. Krishna is not allowing us to finish this. I thought 3 weeks we'd finish it. So it looks like the next Sunday. And even who knows the next Sunday, because I'll be riding in a car. Now I'll be able to do it. I'll have a driver. I'll be riding from New York City. I'm going out there. There's going to be the 8-hour kirtan at Yoga Maya. So that's going to, Guru Grai Maharaj is going to be there with Ajumil, his band. I started a kirtan band. I don't know if people know about the kirtan band I started. It's called the Christ Church Kirtan Band. It's a great name, isn't it? It's catchy. Because I joke that way, because I'm traveling with Haley and Ariel. Ariel is very good as a Ganga player. So, you know, we do a little kirtan, so I thought we have to give a name. And they're from Christ Church. So I thought, what a great name, the Christ Church Kirtan Band. Can be a kind of a bridge program for the evangelical Christians until they get to the program and find, wait, what's going on? What does that have to do with Christ Church? Well, these devotees are from Christ Church. It's the Christ Church Kirtan Band. And Gopi, sure, he can tell you how good it was. Right, we also, no, it wasn't just before Yogamaya, we had the Julan at Gopi Shore's house, too. And we had special guests just walked in, Jayadwaita the Swami. We didn't even know he was going to be there. That was great. And it was such a nice program, too. And the beautiful Julan, so beautiful that Julan was, Radharaja and Kirti's deities. What are the deities' names? Radha Kunja Viharis, beautiful, Chulan, and Lakshmi Nisringa spoke so beautifully on Balaram Tatsa with Kirtan, and then I spoke on Chulan. Very pleasant program. Anyway, but then next we'll be in the Yogamaya. I think I'm going to do my drama, too. So if Hillary's listening, she should learn her. Just revise her lines. We're going to do that there. And then, but Guru Grai Maharaj and Ajamil will be there, and Ananta Nachuta. So there's a nice kirtan. We can just relish for 8 hours. 2:30 to 10:30. 8 hours kirtan. Beautiful space for kirtan. So we finished, we didn't finish all the verses, but we finished for today because we have to do other things. But somehow I'm not finishing this. We have two more verses to finish now. And it's really interesting because it really gives the essence of the Bhagavatam, which is the gopis' love for Krishna. But also letting you know that if you can understand that love, you have access to understanding love for Krishna. Also letting you know that if you want to understand it, you have to do it as even Mother Uttara, the mother of Maharaj Prikrit, did it, by hearing it systematically from the beginning. And also lets you know that when you read things like this and go through things like this, it will change your heart and give you that love. So I really thank the audience. We have people that have been on every class practically since the beginning, and I hope there's don't miss the next week or two, because we'll actually finish it. It's a great sense of accomplishment as an offering. One second. Pradyumna?
Yeah, I'm finishing my class. I'll be finished in 2 minutes. I'll pull you right back. Okay.
Okay. Any questions? We're probably going to run out of phone. I'm still haven't got the phone picked up. Anybody like to ask any questions? Anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
What's this? Gail, Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Can you explain again how Krishna running off with gopis is in our particular best interest?
How Krishna's... Say that again?
Running off with the gopis.
Is in our interest?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for explaining that, because it's Krishna's desire. So it's the universal desire.
Yeah,
Krishna's
I know,
inclusive
but
of everything. You mean how
you
is it the gopis' desire?
No, how specifically is... How specifically it's in our desire, like specifically, instead of like in general...
Well, because we're part of Krishna. It's just like when you feed the mouth, all the parts are replenished.
Okay.
It's like
that. Yeah.
Water the root, water the root of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But the real point I was making, it's not against the interest of everyone else who is neglected. It's funny, Gail, you always ask questions. You always ask the questions on things that I made up myself. Always. You know, you never read something like this. This is, you know, I kind of put it together. I don't think it's speculation, but it seems reasonable. But it's so funny, I know, if I don't have a Shastric quote for something, you're going to ask the question. And sometimes you get me, sometimes you don't. Okay, what a wild sangha we have. I don't know. Anybody else like to say hello?
Maharaj?
Yes, who is this?
Vinagraha Goswami, Krishna Prabhupada.
Hi, Bo.
Hey, Bo, so looking forward to seeing you on...
Great, yeah. When
Saturday.
Are you coming in?
Well, I'm
when
in Delaware right now with Shastra. We're going up to the Revals for a program Friday night, then over to Sakhi
right,
Sutas on
Friday. Right.
You there?
Yeah, I'm still listening, yeah.
Will you be there?
When is that?
26th.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll be there.
And then the 27th, we'll come down to New York. And then on the 31st,
wait,
we go to...
Wait. You'll be at Sakhi Sutas when?
31st. Right.
What day of the week is that?
Wednesday?
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Great.
Definitely, I'll be here the 31st. That's great. 31st, yeah, wonderful. Good.
Right.
Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting. I think there, you know, there's, you know, well, there's, I think I'll announce it tonight. There's kind of local people around now that are interested in Krishna consciousness. It's kind of interesting, you know.
Great.
Okay, great. Okay. Wonderful.
You then.
Okay, wonderful. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Prahlad Priya Das.
Hey, Prahlad. Hare Krishna. You got some good sangha with you. Nice. Wonderful.
Gunagrahi Maharaj came to my house with a bucket of cold water and just said, that's it, get up. Just kidding. Anyway, it was wonderful to come in and hear your class. And as you were speaking, I was thinking that they were questioning the banyan trees. And it's my understanding that the banyan trees were rooting for them.
Is that like a kind of a joke? The banyan trees were rooting for them?
Maharaj got it. Haribo. Anyway, I just wanted to say Haribo.
Okay. I'm wondering, there's not, you know, usually I get a lot of Haribos from around the country here. It just seems we got to, okay, we got these pockets of people sitting places listening to them. You'd also like to go up to, you know, like a Gitanagari Harrisburg thing. Harrisburg has a congregation of about 60, 70 people at the program, you know.
Yeah, from hearing you describe it, I was really developing a desire to go over there.
Yeah, they rent their own hall. Gitanagari has a small group, but they were so appreciative. You know, it's like these senior people but then, you know, a nice thing for you and Ajamil do very live, you know, we went in and we arrived in Gitanagari like a midday. We stayed in Bhaktatirtha. I stayed in Bhaktatirtha Swami's room, so it's very nice, you know. We took prasad there, took darshan of the deities, and then that night, Thursday night, you know, the devotees came. You know, there must have been 20, 25 people there, you know, which is so sweet. And then the next day, you know, the next day I took a little tour of the farm, took the darshan of the deities, and then after lunch, went up to Harrisburg. There's a nice person, has a very, very big house, really nice Pukka Vaishnava. And then they had their Friday program, and they rent their own hall, very nicely done, with beautiful deities they set up. And Mahatma happened to be there, just by coincidence.
Oh.
So Mahatma, you know, did the kirtan, and I gave the katha, and it was great. You know, we went on from about 7 to 10, and then the following morning, I gave the class in the morning, and there was like about 10 really solid people, you know.
Nice.
And they
very nice.
Said to me, they wrote me they wrote me in Albany and said, we'll fly you down there, you know, no problem, you know.
Oh, great, great.
So in the future, it would be really great you go out there. It's just so nice. And on the way there, I forgot to tell this to the devotees. On the way, you could stop at this guy, Rudyaraj's, you know.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
Think of a nice room, you know. It has two extra bedrooms. So we went there we arrived there on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, on the way to Gitanagari, we stopped at this place, Vrajadam, which has this replica of Govardhan Hill. If you take videos and pictures, people can't actually tell that it's not Govardhan Hill. And it even comes with, like, people from Natwar, that look like Bridge Bossies. That's like pandas walking over you, except they're nice.
Yeah.
And then they have classical Vaishnav musicians, a beautiful temple. It was really good, and then we went. I'm obviously been traveling around, so it gets my butta, whatever, pitta increased. So I better stop now and get on with the Janmashtami. Go, Pramanandi, bunch of copper, too.
Very well.